Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He said the fallen take it by force. When are you going to pick up your weapon? Hallelujah, you're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah, the church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah, we letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church is guilty.
Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please open your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 5. It states, "And I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried, so that I may rebuild it." Yo, if you heard God speak to you, would you listen? Or would you just turn away? Yeah, come on.
The cross was heavy, beaten to a pulp already, betrayed by 30 pieces of silver, but he knew it already is deadly. Nail after nail, the Savior yells, news now a dark night, Christian veil, the Christians bail, they thinking that the mission failed, for the one blinded, the word's now in braille, Genesis 3:15 is now unveiled, so Father, why have you forsaken me, awaken me, now heaven holds a vacancy, cause you prepared a place for me, a refugee, so I listen cause you're risen, defeated, then sent out on a mission to spread love, not division, forgiveness, repentance, cause you paid my life sentence. So I won't be timid, let your light shine, so I might be imminent, rebuilding these walls, I gotta try, cause since we met, I'm in a different world, like Jack and I. Remind yourself, remind yourself, that you can get beside yourself, remind yourself, cause you gotta live it by yourself, you gotta lose yourself, remind yourself, remind yourself, that you can get beside yourself, apply yourself, cause you never really by yourself, you gotta lose yourself, remind yourself.
Man, I swear God gave me a vision, so I study Christ like an apprentice. Can you see the resemblance? Classes in session, it's mandatory attendance. Now let's have a consensus. What did we learn from descendants? Can we learn to transcend them and not be bleak? It's levels to this, so I'd rather be meek. Him okay when I speak, Gandhi's sense of peace, cause he like that Christ, not a Christian. Cause our Christians are so unlike our Christ, so it's time to make it right. Open your Bibles, we have a revival tonight. The body of Christ unites, so I'm spitting fire over this wax, call it candlelight. The outcome will be monumental, from Maryland to Sacramento. I finally got it through my temple while I'm cruising in this rental.
to find yourself. Remind yourself that you can't get beside yourself. Apply yourself, cause you're never by yourself.
Remind yourself, remind yourself, remind yourself that you can't get beside yourself. Apply yourself, cause you're never by yourself.
We only get one shot at this thing we call life. You could choose to either build or destroy. I choose to build. I choose to make a difference in my community. Everybody has that choice. What will you do when you heard the voice of God speak to you?
God bless you and you. Don't touch that dial. Listen, you ain't tuned in to the wrong radio station. This is ADM. We just rock it in the Holy Ghost because ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm telling you right now, we're going to constantly rock and rock with God because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, we're going to get to that place where that table is spread. I just want to send a shout out to my homeboys, Gospel Gangsters. God bless you all, doing a beautiful work in the community, in the area of gospel hip hop. And I thank God for you could spread the message, and I thank God that he have diversified ways, my God, to just have people to express and worship him. Thanks to God, I just give glory unto God and give glory to what he is doing right now for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, you might as well get your praise on, get your shout on. Don't let the devil back you up. Don't you slack off. You keep pushing, you keep praying, you keep seeking God. You just got to come with an attitude. I just don't give a care. I don't give a care. Whatever you want to say, you say it. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, you do it. I don't care. Because for as of me in my house, we going to worship. We going to keep pushing. We going to get to that place where the table is spread. We going to do whatever we got to do. And I just give glory to God. Thanks to God. I want to welcome our good friends and our followers and our partners. My God, in the international waters. My God, our brothers and sisters over there in Norway. I thank God for them as well. I want to send a shout out over there to them. Thank God for them for believing into us, this broadcast. And I thank God for their choosing me, to the ADM, for being a social media congregation, a social media church, and having us as a social media pastor. So I thank God for them as well. Thanks to God. I bless God. My God for you. I bless God. California, I thank God for you. You're coming in very strong. I'm just letting you know we see you. We see you. We see you. We see you. And I thank God for you all over there just speaking the truth of the word of God and taking a stand and diversifying our ways. And I thank God that you're able to reach a whole wide spread or minority. Massachusetts, Minnesota, we thank God for you as well. Sister, God, I thank God for all our listeners, all our partners. We just love you, ADM, as a family. We on the move to do something awesome into the world, into the people of God. I'm telling you right now, I just want to encourage you and tell you to keep going. No matter what, I know what things may look like. Saints of God is there. I'm telling you right now, where is my young soldier at? I just want y'all to bounce with us for a little bit. Just let him rock for a little bit. I'm telling you right now, God, my God, have something in store for you as well. I just give God the glory. I give God the glory for what he is doing. This is Saints of God. I don't want to take up too much time. We want to bring in our very own Mother Price. And right after that, and my very own Mother Helen can press one. She's going to press one, a.k.a. Mother OG. Amen. We give her, we thank God for her as well, Saints of God. Now go ahead and rock with the Lord for a little bit. We're going to bring in Mother Price. God bless you, woman of God. My God, and thank you for tuning in as well. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you too, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you giving you the honor who's the head of my life and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and the whole ADM members and frontline. God, Mother Heavenly Father, we come to you once more, God, just thanking you, God. Thanking you just for this hour, God, that you allowed us once again to get back on the air, God. We thank you and we give you all the praises in the name of Jesus. We come to the throne boldly, boldest we know how, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to let us push right now before. No matter what come our way, God, continue to let us push, God. No obstacle when it comes our way, God, just let us say hallelujah in a way, because we realize who it is. So we'll say to the devil himself, there's no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue rise against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory this day, God. We thank you for strengthening us, God. We thank you for keeping you on our minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you that the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, stands like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we look out neighborhoods up to you, God. The one that sees everybody going to and fro, God. They go to Moshe, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, save and deliver and set us free. In the name of Jesus, God, let them see the light that shine down in us, God. Let us make an example. Let them see the Jesus in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift every young woman up today, God. We ask that you continue to draw her near to you. Clean her up, God, and her bow, shake up. Fill her with the Holy Ghost, God, and use her for your glory. In the name of Jesus, let her know that she don't have to compromise with a man, that she don't have to settle for less, that she have everything that she needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can love her like no human being can love her. In the name of Jesus, it'll cost her nothing. Oh, God, we just thank you. We lift every minister up to you today, God. Continue to let them hang up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Oh, God, we ask that they continue to bow out to you like never before, God. We're crying out, God. Oh, bullshit, God. Oh, God, thank you for making us soldiers in you, God. Strong soldiers, God, marching on, marching, God, to the park. Going on like never before, declare the bullshit, God. As we walk, God, our minds on you, God. As we walk, God, your word sustains us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family members to you once more, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you strengthen them like never before. Come in mighty and save and deliver and set the captain free, God. Oh, God, we ask today, God, that you pull down every stronghold in our life, God. Break every chain, God. The chains that have our minds are captive, decodable shape. The chains that have our hearts bound with hatred, malice in it, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just cry out to you today, God. Mercy, 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 God. Just grace into it forever, God. We thank you, little Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift the one up, God, that's still whispering behind our backs, God, making all kind of faces, God. But it's all right, go to Moshe, God. It's all right in the name of Jesus, God. Because we have our minds stayed on you, God. Our eyes fixed on you, God. And we'll give you all the glory, God. Because we know who's keeping us, God. We know who's shielding us from our hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you walk through the hospital aisles, God. Oh, get your brothers in the hospital and become the Lord. Oh, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you for healing hard faces, God. Diabetes, God, oh, shaking. Diabetes in the name of Jesus. Had to go to those heaven with the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for casting over Moshe. Heal in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. Let us continue to push. I said to push like never before. Don't give up, God. Don't give up. It's true, we've come too far to give up. Settle over Moshe. Begin to fight like never before. Fight, take it by heart. Take it by force in the mighty name of Jesus. We can make it, as Lord of Moshe. Long as we hold on to Jesus, we shall make it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up every woman and every male, God, this day, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. We pray, God, that you save and deliver and set them free, God. And let them, Lord of Moshe, the man of the household, begin to pray like never before. the medical devotion, God. Take a charge in the household, God. Make sure everything is in order in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you let men begin to work, sweat hard for their earnings in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for keeping a shelter over our heads, Lord. Food on our table, God. We thank you for keeping our bills paid, God. Oh, God, let us know it's none of us, God, but it's all in your shake, God. Oh, God, we can't boast in ourselves, God, but we sure can boast in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, continue to turn the fire up, Lord. Burn everything up, God. It's not like you, God. Oh, the residue, God. Take all the residue out, God. Let us walk holy, God. Holy women and men before you, God. Let us stay before you, worshiping you, God. Praying like never before, God. Let us give you all that we have, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not just some, not just a little, but all that we have, God. When it seems like it's no more, God, let us continue to pray, God. The devil is like, it's more. It is more to come out of the bullshit. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what nobody say, God, let us carry the little bullshit. Push in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this day. We give you all the glory, because you are so worthy to be praised, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to stop complaining, God. Oh, but let us begin to thank you, huh? Thank you for the good and good of bullshit. Thank you for the bad, the up and the down, and our turnaround, God. Because you know what's good for us, God. We don't, God, but you know, huh? You know our things, God. You said hi and you look low. You see all and you hear all, God. So we say thank you, God, for sheltering us, God. Thank you for protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. So this day, God, we pray, God, that you continue to honor our footsteps out of the bullshit. In the mighty name of Jesus, these things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Out of the bullshit, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother Price, for that prayer. You always get in my message. But I always make me feel good to hear that prayer. I first want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life and the giver of life, to my pastor, Spencer, Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and to my co-laborers in the Lord. I thank God for my daughters in the Lord, Sister Jack, Prophet Jackie, Minister Juanita, Pastor C, Mother Price, all of the ADM family. I send you peace, blessings. I thank you for your love and your understanding and how we just aim, and that's what it takes. I want to send peace and blessings to my Alabama family, even Ohio family, and to everyone under the sound of my voice. We're going to be talking a familiar subject that we all sometimes need to go back and reflect on, and that's walking in the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. And if I had to give this a title, I would say, how long has it been since you had a checkup to assess your spiritual health? Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just to give you a little synopsis of what this is about. Apostle Paul was sent to the church of Galatia, and he was teaching the people how they didn't have to turn flips to do anything to be free, that God had all, Jesus already paid the price when he went to the cross and died on Calvary. But the Judaism popped up and interfered, and they gave him a whole lot of flack. They believed that you had to be a Jew, convert to Judaism, cut the flesh before you could be accepted or either be a part of God's army. But Paul didn't take down, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'll be coming from Galatians chapter 5, And after I finish tonight, I want everyone under the sign of my voice to study this for yourself. Don't ever take in one person's word, but get in it, chew on it, and see if you need a health checkup. Starting at verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I'm going to drop down to the 7th verse. He said, you did run well. That meant I taught you what was right. Who hindered you? Why did you let Judaism hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And then he said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that he be consumed of one another. And you will ask the question, so a mother OG, why should we acknowledge walking in the spirit? Why should we have this? Well, when I begin to teach on this, you will see as I go along that it makes you live a better life. It makes you want to strive to be the kind of person that God called us to be. So we're going to talk about walking in the spirit. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. So you cannot do the things that he would. That means you can't still do what you want to do, say what you want to say, go where you want to go. That means you have to conquer the flesh. But if ye be led of the spirit, you are not under the law. It's just like Pastor said, sometimes you have to remove toxic people out of your life. You can't, light and darkness can't walk together. You got some people just don't want what we have. And you have to love them from afar, love them from a distance. Because I've had some of my church friends say, well, God know I'm on sin. He know I'm not perfect. That's why we got forgiveness. But this scripture still is plain that we have to come away. When you walk in the spirit, you try the spirit by the spirit. That's why I shut down on Tuesday night. I don't do too much talking on the phone. I've let everybody know, don't call me too often if it's not important. If I do go out, I try to be back in the house where I can meditate, where I can pray, where I can hear a word from the Lord. Because you don't want to be just like tinkling brass and sounding cymbal. Maybe the message is not long, but I want the message to be encouraged, and I want to get the point over. It said, now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, we all know what that is, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, that means you dealing in the occult, you burning candles and incense, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditious, and hearsay. The hearsay is one of the things that I despise. You got a lot of churches got cliques. If you're not a certain status, you can't be with them. If you don't have 2 degrees, and you can't go from Genesis to Revelation giving a point one, point two, then you can't be in the clique. You on the outside looking in. But I thank God for Jesus that in his word, I am who God say I am. Now, envious, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such lack of which I tell you before, and I tell you in time past, that they, listen people, they which do such thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that's enough to make you want to study this word, chew on it. Don't look at somebody else. Look inside of you and say, Lord, what lack I get? If any of these things are still in my heart that I want to do, because nobody want to die and go to hell. We already living in hell on this earth when we see how much foolishness is going on. It's frightening. But we got a Savior that we can call on day, morning, noon, or night. And he said he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I tell you before, again, as such things, I'm going to repeat this again. If you do these things, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But, you know, walking in the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit are collectively hand in hand. I'm not talking about apples on a tree or oranges on a tree. I'm talking about your heart, how you look on life, how you look towards your fellow man. And we're going to discuss what these mean. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Let's pause there for a minute. You know, people they use that word so loosely. You'll get off the phone with somebody, "I love you." Do you really know what love is? I'll give you an example. You know, around midnight and 1 o'clock, that's your best sleep. And if your telephone rang, would you look on the call ID and say, "Oh, I'm sleepy, I'm not going to be bothered." But your fellow man called and was in desperate help, needed you right then and there, would you get up out of your bed and come and see about them? Or maybe they just want to talk. We're going through trying times, and sometimes people just need a listening ear. They just want to talk. Would you take the time to talk with them? Would you take the time to really listen and then give them rebuttal on what they said and encourage them? So please, when you say you love me, please mean it, because that covers a multitude of things. That means you'll get up out of your bed at midnight. That means if I'm hungry, you'll feed me. That means if I need a few dollars, if you got it, you'll give it to me. That means a whole lot of things. It covers a multitude of things when you say, "I love you." Some people love you as long as you benefit them some way. Just like if you got a Bozo instead of a Boaz, he will tell you, "Sweet thing, that I love you, you're fine," and all of that. But how many know that's not real love? Real love that you'll go the distance no matter how. You'll go the last mile of the way with your friends and neighbors. Next, joy. When we say we're joy, are we joyous? Are we just sometimes, do we have a meltdown? Every time somebody don't say what you think they ought to say or look at you the wrong way, do you lose your joy? We all are guilty. That's why I say do a spiritually health checkup. So listen, let me look within and see if any of these things are going on me, because it's so easy to be like that. Next, we're going to talk about peace. Oh, my God. Peace in the midst of a storm. When you look on the TV, sometimes you see people you know that are robbing and stealing and killing and doing everything they're big enough to do. And sometimes it makes you just want to crawl up under the table and don't even go out your door. But peace, God will give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. He is a giver of life, and he knows all about us. So when you go get in that state of mind, just go in your secret place and say, "Lord, please ease my fear. Deliver me with your hand of mercy." Next, we talk about long suffering, and this is where most of us fall short. You ever just had a friend just get on your last nerve? You tell them something over and over, look like they just don't get it. And then you have sometimes people have done things to you, and you say, "I'm not going to forgive them. I ain't speaking. I don't want nothing to do." Just say really ugly things. But that's where long suffering kicks in. Because there was a time that somebody might have felt the same way about you before we got saved, and even since we've been saved. And I tell you, my heart go out to pastors, because this is what the area they have to work on, long suffering. Because you got people that are unfaithful, they don't do what they're supposed to do, and the pastor be dependent on every one of us to be in place, do what he expects us to do, not only him, but do what God have called you to do. Amen? Then we're going to talk about gentleness. Do you know how to speak politely? Even if somebody's rude to you, be lovely to them. Be gentle with them. You know, they may have had a rough day, or they may be still holding on to some residue from the past. So it don't hurt to just show them love and be kind and understand it. Next, we're going to talk about goodness. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness is when you reach out to somebody. If you got an extra dress or extra few dollars, you just say, God, don't even tell them you're going to do this. Well, you know, God just laid you on my heart today. Would you like to come and go out and eat? You know, we have a lot of takers, but don't too many people want to give. They don't want to be good. They want some, every man sit on his own barrel. I got mine. You get yours. Is that the fruit of the Spirit that you want to exhibit? No, it is not. Next, we'll talk about faith. That's when you don't see no way. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen. Because the Hebrews say faith without works is dead. If you don't have no faith, then God is not going to honor your prayer. You don't have to question him, but how you going to do it, God? Just know that you know. You have faith to sit down in that chair or lay down in your bed, know it's going to hold you. So why can't we believe God for anything and everything that we need? We're going to talk about meekness. Are you humble? Or do you have a meltdown? Do you fly off the handle and have to get somebody told because maybe they didn't speak to you that day, or maybe they didn't look at you right, and you just want to just pop off, just have a meltdown? Then you're not showing, you're not being meek. And we're going to talk about that temperance. Oh, my. That connect with the long-suffering. Some people got a temper. They'll pop off at the drop of a hat. You don't take much to just light them up. But then this is why we need to go into the Word and ask God to give us all of this. Ask him to give us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection in us. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another or envying one another. And I will go to 6 and just use this one verse. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of meekness. There we go with that meekness again. Considering thyself, lest thou be tempted, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And the 9th verse of the 6th chapter says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to those who are the household of faith. That means what you see going on in ADM. We are a team. I don't care how we may have some disgruntled or anything going on. We just throw our arms around one another in love. We need to make it as easy as we can on our pastor and the first lady. So that means we just always have a long-suffering love, joy, peace, and goodness. And just before I leave, I always have some little nugget that I want to leave with you and leave in your heart. It says, there is a destiny that makes us sisters and brothers. None walks this way alone. But what you put into life of others, return it into your own. And that concludes my message. And this little nugget is letting us know we have to walk in the Spirit and also have the application of the fruit of the Spirit. May I hope that you've been encouraged. And on the rest of this week, get in Galatians and just read and study and find out the areas that you're weak in. And just ask God to help you in those areas. He will. He's a loving God. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only forgotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not die but have everlasting life. Now back in the hand of the pastor. God bless.
God bless you. What an awesome word. Thanks to God. Listen, I'm not going to need much try to put in a muscle with it because that is well self-explanatory all by itself. Listen, thanks to God. I don't care less what anybody tell you, what anybody say. And what Mother Helen really laid out, she really laid out, is pretty much what the Lord been talking about for the last month or so. That's the process. Amen. I don't care whatever you do. You're going to have to wear, you're going to have to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. You can give and you can give all you want. People can make you say, hey, you get this here, you're going to get your breakthrough seed, your turnaround seed. You need to sow this here. Saints of God, forget all that. What she really laid out, she laid out the process for you could go ahead and walk into your blessing. But you won't have to stand on the outside where you're thinking you're going to get ready to receive a harvest, or you're thinking you're going to get ready to receive your blessing, and it says access denied. Why? Because God don't see none of his character, none of his fruit. Even though we have an individual confessing that they are the child of God, but yet God doesn't see none of his DNA inside the individual. He don't see none of his fingerprint inside of you. Amen. These are the process. I want you to begin to work on these things. Amen. Because I want you to be able to receive the covenant blessings that Lord have for you. We all need to have a self-examination. This is not a word just for an individual, one individual. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. It's from the pulpit to the floor. It's from the chief apostle all the way down to one among the flow. It doesn't matter. It's for everybody, because at some point we all need to examine different things in our life. We want the blessings of the Lord to keep flowing in. We don't want our blessings to be generous, my God Almighty, because of the issues that we have within ourselves. Well done, well done. That is a word spoken from a mother's heart. Amen. Always send a word to help us examine ourselves, but we can be better than where we were at on yesterday. Amen. Saints of God, what a lovely word. I thank God for each and every one of you. Once again, saints of God, it always be a pleasure. Listen, to next week on August the 1st, I want you to begin to labor and love with me. God done chose, my God, to come back at 7 p.m. to intercede. We're going to be in the intercede. Why? My God, it's going to be a new beginning for a lot of you. A lot of you are already into a new place. A lot of you are already going to another level. And we got to begin to start off our new beginning, our new level in the right direction. We don't close something. I know that it been very difficult, even for some, for this month. It's been very difficult because a lot of people some jump and shout when they see the month of seven, greet, they, oh, Lord, this is God perfection. Number seven is going to complete some things. Let me tell you something. God is a man that, listen, he is going to complete some things in a way he might complete some things in your life or close out some things. You might not like it. It might not feel good, but we have to accept it. We have to accept it regardless if it's family, friends, or regardless of whatever it is. We're going to have to accept the closeout if we want a new beginning, or if we want to go on that right path. Amen. We have to take things for what it is, because where you headed, not everybody is going to go, and not everybody is going to accept, my God Almighty, your direction and your walk. You got to understand something. You're going to have to be accountable for your own steps. You're going to have to be accountable for your own house. You got to be accountable for your own thing, the things that God gave you possession of, for you could be a good steward of it. So let's go ahead and begin to seek God. Let's begin to go ahead and cut off everything else, everything that doesn't want to do right, everything that holding you back. You trying to support dead weight, and the weight is not trying to support it itself. Let's begin to cut these things off, because at the end of the day, God is trying to get you to a place, saints of God. And what Mother Helen laid out, she laid out her fine steps, my God, that none of us can get around. We all, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you, I don't give a care who you are. We all going to have to come in alignment if we're going to walk in the love and walk in God. Listen, I definitely want you to come back and intercede with us on next week, but tomorrow we're going to be back on at 7 a.m. in the morning. We're going to go to two a day starting on Tuesday, August the 1st, 7 a.m. The family is still going to be on at 7 p.m. I don't know what God going to do prophetically. I don't know how he's going to move. But all I know, my God, he called me. He said, son, I need you to pray for that whole week. I don't know. Some of you probably going to get ready to go through something in this prayer. I'm going to get ready to take you through. Some of you, God, going to get ready to launch you. You are delayed. And since you've been delayed, my God, you realize what's holding you back. And you realize what was keeping you back. And now God says, since you don't realize and you got things together, now he's going to get ready to slingshot you. He's going to get ready to move you, my God, at an accelerated pace. Some of you, my God almighty, you're going to get ready to come into new opportunities. You're going to get ready to move into new opportunity. And God's going to get ready to thrust you into that place. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. Call on the name of Jesus into the throne room. Amen. Amen. But nevertheless, let's begin to check ourselves and begin to examine ourselves. And let's not be fooled and quickly and understand that we cannot skip over these things that Mother Helen really laid out. We cannot skip over these things and think we're going to inherit it. I'm not only going to say the kingdom of God, but anything from God. We cannot skip over them things. Let's not be fooled. Saints of God, listen, if you still got envy, bitterness, if you got all this stuff that you have in your heart, you operate adultery, listen, keep your money. Don't let nobody crook you for your money, because at the end of the day, the blessings are not going to manifest in your life. I can care less what they say. We have to come up on alignment. Not saying that you're going to be perfect in this world. No. There's going to be some days, my God, greater than other days. But nevertheless, my God, your greater days outweigh your less greater days. Amen. And you're able to brush yourself off, get up, and get back into the race. Like Mother Helen said at the beginning, many people say, listen, I ain't worrying about all that. Because God do for forgiveness and everything. Listen, God forgave the devil, but his judgment is still just. God forgave Judas, but his judgment is still just. You got to understand, you're absolutely correct. God will forgive you, my God Almighty, but his judgment is still just. Remember that. He will forgive you. He will, my God Almighty, just say, hey, I forgive you. But he is not going to take away the judgment that comes with certain decisions that we do. You still going to receive the judgment that come behind it. He's just like a mother. A mother still, even though you don't did something wrong, what they do, and they say, I love you. And while they telling you they love you, they still whooping you, right? They still tearing you up, right? Even though they telling you, say, I love you. But I still, the judgment is still just. Even though the forgiveness in the place, or the forgiveness is in the midst, all right? I want you to understand that. Don't fool yourself. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't, my God, don't let nobody tell you, oh, don't worry about it. His grace is on it. Yes, his grace is on it, but also his judgment is too. I want you to remember that, all right? Amen. Amen. So I thank God for you all. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, we're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. rocking in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get myself geared up, ready to go, find the Holy Ghost. We're going to be back, my God Almighty, can't wait. August the 1st, get down to 7 p.m. I don't know what God's going to do, but every time he called us into this p.m. prayer, it is for a reason. So many blessings, so many testimonies come from it. I'm talking about it be for a reason, and it's going to bless your socks off. My God, some of you need your healing. You can't wait till you go to a next revival, a tenth revival. God's going to end up doing it. I'm telling you, saints of God, Mother Helen, Mother Price, I thank God for you all, ladies. I thank God for the family of ADM, regardless of what part of the line you at. You just coming in being a part. I thank God for you, not only me, First Lady, my God, Spencer, do as well. Man. We thank God for all of you. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I can't speak for any other ministry. But I know ADM is one ministry you want to hook up with and come on and be a part. You're going to get the truth. God bless you. Let's go ahead and rock up out of here. DJ, let's get our youth to go ahead and get set at the side. I see y'all in the morning. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. Father, forgive us. Because we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I'd have to reach the secluded. Mind's polluted, I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling us hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're healing oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Knowing you
again. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your
the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are fine.